They had some difficulty at times against Derry, especially maybe midway through the second half when Derry actually, as we all remember, went in front. And I suppose Antrim and Derry in the National League was a fairly close and keenly contested game earlier in the year. But at the same time, I can't really see Antrim causing Tyrone the same level of difficulty that Derry would have caused at times. And I think as a result, it will be a reasonably one-sided match that Tyrone should win by probably more than 6 or 7 points, you know. And I suppose that reflects the gulf in standards that there has been between the two counties over the past decade, because while Tyrone have managed to sort of always compete within the last four or the last eight of the All-Ireland series, it really has been a succession of disappointing defeats for Antrim, and there's no sign of that changing anytime soon for them. And as a result, we would expect Tyrone to go through to the semi-final.
And tell me, before we look at the team we seen during the week, that Lee Brennan has left the squad, Ronan O'Neill had left a couple of months earlier, any word on how that's going down with the rest of the panel? Any fallout from it?
No, there's no real fallout. I think the whole inter-county scene maybe is changing a wee bit, and I think probably players are beginning to sort of take it, not, you know, be very committed to it, but maybe if they're not maybe getting the game time that they would have expected, then I think what they're doing is they're deciding maybe to take that year away, or to take the 2 years away, and get back that sort of enthusiasm for the game at club level. And then maybe, as we saw in the case of Kyle Coney and Darren McCurry, then maybe come back after a year or two and try and sort of start afresh and see how they get on. And I suppose that, I think there's an acknowledgement that, you know, we've seen in the past, like, you know, the likes of, say, Oran McNeillis and Donegal stepping away from the panel for a break, basically. And, you know, it has happened in other counties too. And I think the commitments are such at senior inter-county level now that that's something that we're probably going to see more of, that while players are going to be very committed, if they feel the need to head away or to take that break, I think they'll be more ready and probably willing to do it than may have been the case 7, 8, 10 years ago.
And looking at the team for this evening's game, Colm Kavanagh into midfield, what do you make of it?
Yeah, I suppose another strong team. I think probably what Mickey Hart is trying to do is, I suppose, test things out now. His hand has been forced by, obviously, Brian Kennedy's injury in the game against Derry, but Colm Kavanagh coming back into the panel is a major boost, because obviously he has been such an integral part of the team for a lot of years now, and the only All Ireland medalist at senior level in the panel at the moment. Ben McDonald is a new player that's coming into the panel. This is only his second year in the panel, and really acquitted himself well at centre back the last day against Derry. So it's a strong team, and I think probably what Mickey Hart is doing, he's sort of maybe trying to bring in a few boys to give them that taste of senior championship action now against Derry and Antrim, who, while Tyrone won't be complacent, do realise that it's not going to be as stiff a challenge as they will get maybe against Donegal or Fermanagh in the semi-final, and then obviously on through that either in the latter stages of the qualifiers or the Super 8.